We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this is your Buffs Daily for Monday, September 13th. Buffs fans got everything they wanted out of Saturday's Sioux football game with number 5 Texas A&M, except a victory. The Buffaloes led the Aggies for 57 minutes and 19 seconds of the 60-minute game before surrendering the lead en route to a 10-7 loss to their old Big 12 rival. The Buffs scored first, putting a touchdown to the board in the first quarter, but they never found the end zone again. Both teams missed field goals in the first half. Sioux also came up short on a 4th-and-1 attempt at the Texas A&M 5-yard line in the second quarter, while the Aggies lost a fumble in the end zone in the fourth quarter. Buffs stymied the high-powered A&M offense for 57 minutes before the Aggies finally put together a 77-yard scoring drive to take their first lead with just 2:41 left in the ballgame. Here's head coach Carl Durrell.
Disappointing game when you're leading for most of it to the very end. As you can imagine, there's some disappointment about that. But there's no reason to hang our head low for anything. We had a chance to win a game, a significant game, and our locker room is more disappointed in us not finishing the game. I thought defensively we played really well. I thought offensively we had some good moments but struggled at times and couldn't put anything together in the second half. Special teams played solid. We missed a field goal. That was the one thing that we missed in terms of a special teams issue. But the body of work of that game, we had our chances. And unfortunately it didn't work out. We'll get back to working on the things that are going to help us finish games better. We got to have better performance on the offensive side, and I'm sure we'll continue to grow and mature with that, with the new quarterback and everything. So there's definitely some encouraging signs that this team is better than people think. So hopefully the people have saw that today. And we'll keep moving forward. That's all we're going to do. You know, we're going to have to learn from this loss, get ready for Minnesota, and move forward.
Quarterback Brendan Lewis led Sioux with 76 rushing yards and 89 yards passing. Jerry Broussard carried 12 times for 51 yards and Colorado's only touchdown, while Daniel Arias, Brady Russell, Dimitri Stanley each caught 3 passes. Linebacker Nate Lamon had an outstanding day for the Buffaloes, finishing with 10 tackles, 2 for a loss, and 2 pass breakups. Mekhi Blackman had a fumble recovery in the end zone for the Buffaloes, who now sit at 1-1. Next up, the Buffs play their final non-conference game hosting the Minnesota Golden Gophers at Folsom Field next Saturday. We'll hit the air on the Colorado Football Network for the early Buffalo Stampede pregame show at 9 a.m. kickoff at 11 a.m. Mountain Time. The game airs in Denver on 6:30 KHOW. You can stream the game on the Varsity Network app. Download it at the Varsity Network. Buffs.com. It was the tale of two halves for the Colorado soccer team against Purdue on Sunday in West Lafayette, Indiana. It was the Buffaloes who scored first, but it was the Boilermakers who scored most, overtaking CU 3-1 at Folk Field. Junior Tessa Barton, who celebrated a birthday on Sunday, scored the Buffs' lone goal. Junior Danny Hansen made three saves in the losing effort as Colorado drops to 4-3-0 on the season. The Buffaloes conclude non-conference play next week on the road. C will have a week to prepare for in-state rival DU, kicking off at 1 o'clock Mountain Time. Colorado Volleyball defeated Northern Colorado 3-1 at the Event Center on Saturday evening to break the school record for most wins to start a season. The Buffaloes, now 7-0 on the campaign, better the mark set in 2017 and 2008 against UNC, behind a strong offensive attack as the team hit 371 in the final three sets after opening the first with 10 attack errors. Setter Jenna Ewart took over for Colorado, putting down 9 kills, 35 assists, 8 digs, and 3 blocks. Next up, volleyball host rival Colorado State Thursday at the Event Center at 7 p.m. I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this has been your Buffs Daily.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.